This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
This is Jeff Worrell, and I'm back with another edition of PT Talker. Thanks to everyone out there that's joining us today from coast to coast and around the world, all those English-speaking nations that continue to send me great emails, especially you Aussies over there in Australia that love to call me mate. I appreciate the kind emails and keep them coming. It's really rewarding. Joining me today is a friend of the show, Paul Weiss, who is a physical therapist at an owner of Cedar Hill Physical Therapist, Physical Therapy. Paul, thank you for joining our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Now, you are going to speak to our listeners a little bit about the use of diagnostic ultrasound in your practice, how you're utilizing it. And it caught my attention because I thought, you know, every physical therapist is used to hearing about therapeutic ultrasound, but using diagnostic ultrasound, not a common practice. How did you first get involved in bringing that into your practice?
Well, first I want to clarify one thing. While the ultrasound image that I use in the hands of a medical physician or an ultrasonographer is a diagnostic tool, mm-hmm. I'm not using it to perform a medical diagnosis.
Okay.
I'm using it from a physical therapy perspective. I first came across this method, several years ago. I read some interesting articles that were really showing some outstanding results in the treatment of lower back pain using this tool. And, you know, some of the results showed a 12-fold reduction in recurrences of back pain over a 3-year period, which really is an outstanding result. And so what I did was I sought out the literature and I sought out instruction from people who are using this method and gained a great interest in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, so bottom line is, why would ultrasound have such tremendous results the way you're using it?
It allows you to see things that you can't otherwise see.
Okay. So you're using it to give feedback to not only yourself but also to the patient?
Exactly. It enables me to determine whether or not a patient is performing an exercise correctly, and it also enables the patient to better learn how to perform their exercises correctly. So it helps both of us, actually.
Okay. So let's go through then. How would you use this? What happens? Do you do a pre-test and a post-test? What goes on?
Well, what happens is, you know, as with everyone who has low back pain, they come in, they get an evaluation. For some patients that we feel would benefit from what we refer to as motor control training, which is re-educating the muscles about the spine to properly support it while somebody is normally active, then, what we would do is we would first teach the exercises of abdominal drawing in and multifidus setting. At first, I wouldn't go straight to the ultrasound. What I would do is I would observe somebody performing the contraction, because there are some muscles that you can't utilize ultrasound imaging to determine whether or not they're firing properly, the more superficial muscles, your rectus oblique, your rectus abdominis.
Mm-hmm.
If it seems like somebody is overutilizing those superficial muscles when I'm looking for an isolated contraction of the deep muscles, I have to teach that separately. Now, when it looks like somebody may be utilizing the proper muscles, but we need to verify that, then I'll go ahead and place the ultrasound imager to the patient's abdomen and get a better idea of what's happening.
Hmm.
And the same is true essentially for the back muscles.
Okay. So let's then talk a little bit about what does the patient see. I'm of course
mm-hmm.
envisioning my wife's ultrasound when we were having kids, and I'm assuming similar or what are we looking at?
Well, what we're looking at with the abdomen are the lateral abdominal muscles, external oblique, internal oblique, transversus abdominis, and that's going from superficial to deep. What will happen with transversus abdominis and internal oblique is that the image of the muscle will widen on the ultrasound in an exponential relationship relative to the contraction of the muscle. You know, for example, if you, anybody who's flexed their biceps and seen the muscle widen, you see a similar effect on the screen.
Okay.
External oblique does not have that same relationship, so we do not assess it that way.
Okay. All right. And so then the concept, as we said earlier, is you're going to instruct the patient on the correct exercises you want them to do.
Right. And the idea is to get them to fire their transversus abdominis in isolation.
Okay. All right. Now, how would this be better than using a two-channel EMG unit or biofeedback unit or something like that?
Excellent question. With a biofeedback unit, with the surface EMG, the location for transversus abdominis is underneath internal oblique. So if you get a contraction happening, you don't know if it was transversus abdominis in isolation or internal oblique on top of it.
Huh.
Now, surface EMG sometimes can be utilized in sort of the opposite fashion. Say somebody's external oblique is firing too much. Well, you may want to use that as a tool then to quiet it down, because it's typically overactive in people who have back pain, and the notion there is to actually decrease its tone.
Mm-hmm. So do you see this technique catching on, or are therapists compensating for the, the surface EMGs, the problems that you just mentioned? I mean, how are they getting around this? How does someone without your technology make it happen in their clinic?
Well, there are other tools that you can use. I mean, you can use palpation to get an idea of, okay, is this person getting the right contraction or not? For example, with a similar placement as you'd use surface EMG for internal oblique / transversus abdominis, you can palpate for the type of contraction. For example, in that area, transversus abdominis, when it contracts, you'll feel a deep tensioning, whereas with internal oblique, you'll feel a rising.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with the fact that you're over the tendon, this insertion of transversus, but the muscle belly of internal oblique. Certainly that can be done. Is it as reliable? Perhaps not. I just feel a whole lot more confident
sure.
in my assessments when I've got this tool in my hands.
Yeah. Well, now, what kind of price range would we be talking about for this kind of equipment?
I pay $10,000 for my unit.
Okay.
Now, what's happening is that there are some manufacturers out there who are basically offering a no-frills version of an ultrasound imager, which is what a PT needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some higher-end options like color Doppler, 3D, 4D, all that sort of thing that can raise the price incredibly, but a PT has really
no use.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And what would that kind of run, or is that the 10 grand price?
Well, no. The 10 grand price is the basic model.
Okay.
If you wanted to, you could spend $250,000 on an ultrasound imager.
Okay, got it. Not real practical in physical therapy, so.
Not at all.
All right. Now tell me a little bit about your training. How did you mm-hmm. learn to use ultrasound in this method?
Well, several years ago, I just started reading the literature on the topic, and I saw where Paul Hodges, who's a PhD fellow from Australia, was coming into North Carolina to teach on the subject, and with great interest I attended the course, and it led to really a few things. It led to two basic questions in my mind at that time. Since at that time it was a very novel technique, I wasn't sure whether or not my state's practice act would allow for me to mm-hmm. use an ultrasound imager.
Yeah.
What I did not want to do was to bring it into my practice and to have somebody go to my board and say, hey, you're practicing diagnostics, you're practicing medicine without a license, you're a physical therapist, that's not your tool. And what I did was I contacted my board with a question, and the answer I got was a resounding, well, we don't know. And that was followed shortly by an invitation to come and speak to the board, where I basically laid out the case of, hey, what we're using this for is for biofeedback and to measure muscle size. We are not using it to generate a diagnostic sort of a result. We're not looking to say, oh, I can see here where your disc is herniated. I mean, you can't see that with ultrasound, so that would be fruitless.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, I was practicing all this motor control training without the use of an ultrasound imager. And when approval came back, well, the company that I was working for at the time went ahead and purchased a unit that I used to augment my practice greatly.
Wow, very interesting.
And since then, I've heard Dr. Hodges speak on multiple occasions. I've seen him speak at least four times. He's really a fabulous.
Really good. Okay. Now, but he's not a physical therapist. He is, you said,
a PhD.
Oh, he is a PhD.
He's a physical therapist.
Got it.
He's got a PhD, and I believe he has another doctorate in neuroscience.
Okay.
To that effect.
All right, very good.
He's a really sharp fellow.
Very good. Maybe we'll have to try and get him on the show. So, okay, well, we have got to scoot because we promised our listeners to keep these, concise and to the point. So thank you very much, Paul Weiss with Cedar Hill Physical Therapy. You said you're out in North Carolina?
We are in Summerfield, North Carolina,
okay.
North of Greensboro.
Yeah, great area out there. And you are McKenzie trained as well, I understand.
That is true.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, best of luck to you, Paul, and best wishes for your practice to continue strong. And I want to thank you for sharing your information, your insight about using this technology to help physical therapists improve the outcomes for low back pain. And you bet. And I just want to let all of our listeners know that previous episodes of PT Talker are available at iTunes, and we do appreciate you listening. I want you to tell all your friends PT Talker is the place to come for business news and ideas just for physical therapists. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.